Our next case this morning is number 05-2969, Habedi against the Attorney General. Mr. Nuban.
Good morning, Your Honors. Counsel, may it please the Court. My name is Zuhair Nubani, and I'm here on behalf of the appellant in this case, Deshmir Ahmadi. Your Honors, this case is also a case that was heard by Judge Jim Bastani in the Immigration Court. And we are asking here that the decision of the immigration judge as adopted by the Board of Review be reversed, as Mr. Ahmadi did suffer past persecution in the country of Macedonia, and there is a clear possibility that he would suffer persecution and or torture if he's forced to return to Macedonia. I think the record is clear and uncontradicted that he is an ethnic Albanian and a citizen of the country of Macedonia. It is well established that the Albanian minority in Macedonia has been targeted by the government because of their ethnicity and religion, have been persecuted and seriously discriminated against. This case specifically arises out of persecution of the petitioner's family. His father was arrested by the Macedonian authorities for transporting explosives on the Macedonian-Albanian border, as is well documented in the record by reports. There was a constant rebellion by the Albanians in Macedonia, and there was a war going on. His father seems to have been a supporter of the KLA, alias UCK, as outlined in this case. And there was evidence that he had supported them by giving them food and other material means. As a result of that, him and his family were constantly harassed by the Macedonian authorities for a number of years, from 1995 until 2001, early 2002, when the petitioner fled the country. On numerous occasions, he was stopped, targeted by the police, interrogated, and harassed. His brother, in fact, was stopped and jailed. His brother left the country because of the harassment and persecution, and he feared for his safety. I think from looking at this case, what basically happened is the judge found that there was no past persecution, or what had happened to the petitioner did not rise to the level of persecution as contemplated in the act. We disagree. You're well aware that persecution is any type of harm that an individual might face because of his religion, race, ethnicity, national origin, or membership in a social group. And we believe that the petitioner in this case falls under that. Furthermore, the judge found that there would be no further persecution because of the fact that there was ongoing talks with ethnic Albanians about joining an ethnic and joining in a coalition, and that Mr. Ali Ahmadi had in fact joined in a coalition with the Macedonian government. However, that's misleading. These coalitions are very, very tentative. They seem to come and go. In the record, there's human rights reports and state country reports that buttress the fact that Albanians are still targeted by the authorities in Macedonia, regardless of the fact that there might be once in a while a coalition with minority ethnic Albanians. I do not think that her decision that there would be no future persecution is correct under the record, and therefore we feel that that should be reversed. Therefore,
how is his father living over there? Is he being interfered with?
His father has been constantly stopped by the police.
And
after
question, but has he been in any way harmed or any manner?
He constantly has been stopped and harassed, but he has not been physically at this point harmed. However, in 2001, at the end of 2001, when they were stopped and his son, the second son, was jailed, it was at that point that they felt, you know, in danger for their safety, and that the son fled the country.
How long was the other son detained?
For approximately, according to the testimony, for approximately 4 or 5 days. And
was there any mistreatment during that detention that was testified to in the record?
The record didn't say specifically if – I do not believe, or the record did not specifically say if he was physically injured. However, he definitely was arrested, meaning that he was stopped and put in a police station and constantly questioned about his affiliation with the KLA or the UCK, the Albanian political group.
Hasn't this court ruled that that's harassment and not persecution?
I believe the court has ruled in the past that any type of intimidation that leads a person to fear for his safety, even if there's a 10% chance that that person might suffer some kind of harm, that it rises to the level of persecution.
Well, didn't this court rule monthly questioning by police and periodic home searches constitute harassment, not persecution?
I believe the court...
323, Fed 3rd, 539, and 545.
Has ruled that that is harassment.
Yes. That's what this court ruled.
That's what this court ruled. I understand that. However, in this case, it's not just the harassment of the brother. If you look at it overall, what's been happening since 1995 to this family, I believe our argument is that it does amount to persecution. And in fact, the U.S. country state reports, Human Rights Watch, and the other documentation that was submitted has shown that ethnic Albanians have been tortured and killed by the Macedonian security forces.
Well, there are three decisions by this court that hold what I just stated. 2000 and 2005, and the one that I gave you earlier.
I don't disagree with the decisions in those cases. I understand the ruling on that. However, our stand here is that pursuant to what the facts show from the corroborating documentation, that there is a danger of, if this person is to return to Macedonia, that he would be molested by Macedonian authorities. And there is a clear possibility that he would be jailed and harmed. I think also that the judge, in her decision, if you read it, she seems to put a lot of stress on what the father did, and therefore the son should, you know, that the son should not be necessarily found to have suffered persecution because of the father's actions. However, that's clearly, I believe that the judge's decision there, or her way of thinking, is clearly erroneous pursuant to the testimony that was given, especially since she found that his testimony was credible of the actions that the family suffered at the hands of the Macedonian authorities. True, we don't have here someone who was killed in that family or maimed. However, I do not believe that pursuant to prior decisions that this court has found that necessarily someone has to be killed or maimed personally or their family necessarily to find that there was persecution in this in a specific case. If all the factors point to that, and that's what we feel happened in this situation, and it is clearly obvious from what the Albanian minority suffers in Macedonia that this has happened in the past and it could happen now. Thank you, and I see my time has expired, and I will just leave my time for rebuttal if there is any. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nubani. We'll hear now from Ms. Drucker.
Good morning, Your Honors. May this please the Court. My name is Allison Drucker. I'm here representing the United States. As I'm sure you're aware, a petitioner here, an ethnic Albanian from Macedonia, seeks asylum and withholding. There is no claim here under the Convention Against Torture. The immigration judge denied relief, finding that the petitioner had failed to carry his burden to show either past persecution or well-founded fear, and the board affirmed without opinion. Under the substantial evidence test, this court must affirm the denial of relief unless the evidence compels otherwise. But the evidence here comes nowhere near compelling reversal. The immigration judge correctly found no past persecution because the mistreatment suffered by petitioner did not reach the level of persecution. The record shows that there is a history of discrimination in Macedonia against ethnic Albanians. However, from the testimony, apparently petitioner suffered in no way from that until his father was caught at the Albanian border smuggling in bombs, which presumably were intended for the insurgents, and was arrested and prosecuted for that act. After that, a petitioner found that he was questioned briefly on a number of occasions. However, he was never physically harmed in any way except once he said he was pushed by a policeman. Petitioner's own brief and his argument to the court this morning has described his treatment as harassment. In his brief, he uses that word on pages 11, 22, and 24. But he seems to also agree that this court's case law requires more than harassment to establish persecution. Persecution must rise above mere harassment. That quote comes from, he quotes that himself on page 17 of his brief, and that comes from the Asani case. Judge Coffey, I believe, mentioned another case that also holds that harassment is not sufficient for persecution, and the Zalega case, which comes to the same conclusion, has facts that are fairly similar to this case and concludes no persecution, no past persecution. Moving on to the question of well-founded fear, the immigration judge also correctly found that there was no well-founded fear. The petitioner claimed well-founded fear on two bases. One, that the police force is primarily composed of ethnic Macedonians, and so he fears police brutality. The second point was that since he left, according to his family, the police inquired about him. However, there is other material in the record that more than counterbalances these claims that he has made. The country report, the 2003 country report in the record, specifically says that former Albanian insurgents are now involved in a coalition government. That's at page 127 of the record. An amnesty against the former ethnic Albanian insurgents has been declared. That's at 131 in the record. And efforts are underway to integrate more ethnic Albanians and other ethnic minorities into the police force. That's also at 131 in the record. And in addition to all this, as again Judge Coffey asked about, petitioner's father, of course, was the origin of any problems that a petitioner ever had with the government there. Since he was the target of the questioning, ultimately due to the arrest and prosecution for smuggling bombs, he is still living in Macedonia. That's at 84 of the record, unharmed, 96 of the record, and he still owns his restaurant business that he had throughout this period. That's at 85 of the record.
So I take it he was acquitted on the bomb smuggling
charge? No, he was not acquitted. He was fined. He was punished by a fine.
for smuggling.
I'd say that was a pretty light, but hey, that's what the record says.
Okay.
Does the court have any questions?
I gather not.
Well, thank you very much, Your Honors.
Thank you, Ms. Drucker. How much time does Mr. Nabhani have? Sir, you have a minute left.
Just very quickly, in rebuttal, I would like to say that, this issue of harassment that counsel speaks about and Judge Coffey asked me, we did mention in the brief that there was harassment. However, that's a word used in addition to other things that the petitioner had suffered at the hands of the Macedonian authorities, and that he's likely to suffer if he is forced to return to Macedonia. Persecution clearly is there. Using the word harassment by itself is different. However, we didn't just say that he was harassed. The issue of the restaurant, that his father still has a restaurant there, it's clearly in the record that he was, that the restaurant was vandalized by someone, most likely the authorities, because they're the only ones that had ever stopped the petitioner or his father or his brother concerning these matters. And again, I would reiterate the issue of the petitioner being targeted by the authorities because of his father. The weight that's being put on it here, I think, is not fair. The fact that him and his brother were targeted by these officials, I believe, has to be looked at, regardless of the fact that his father might have been involved in helping his ethnic group rebel or do whatever to try to gain their rights in the country in which they live. And if the court has no further questions, I would rest at that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nabhani. Indeed, our thanks both to Mr. Nabhani and to Ms. Drucker for their fine presentations, and the case will be taken under advisement.